Something About Mary, Tortoise to Us.
So, my name is Father John Egan, and I'm a Palatine priest from Ireland, serving now in London. Who Mary is for me? Mary, I suppose the church's stance on her, it envisages our Blessed Mother as that great model for humanity, the model of primarily faith. She was that young woman who offered her yes to the voice of the angel Gabriel when she was only 15 maybe, and she in a sense was open, she was docile to that presence of God. And Mary gives us that key really to what an encounter with heaven realities is. It's about openness, and it was a place of quiet and of silence. And if we want that voice of the Spirit to take over us as it possessed our Blessed Mother, we too must find that place of silence and peace. It's the key to true contemplative prayer, but it is in that place of quiet that the Word is allowed to speak. And it is not just any Word, but it is God's Word, and it is a Word that, like our Blessed Mother, it desires to take flesh in each one of us, as it did in beneath the heart of our Blessed Mother. The Word became flesh and dwelt among her. It is Our Lady's fiat, or yes, that is the key. Because Mary, even from a rational point of view, didn't fully understand the message given by God. God was speaking, and yet she couldn't fully comprehend. She asked the questions, which is important. We have to work things out and understand. And yet in the end, we may too be faced with that place of complete abandonment to God's will. And ultimately that is the meaning of the essence of spiritual growth, is this abandonment to the will of the Father. So we, like Mary, are called to say our yes, our fiat, as we say, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word." And it's in that moment of trust, of surrender, of abandonment to the will of the Father that we allow God to completely take over into our lives, and His Word becomes flesh, and with that spoken Word there is a transformation deep in the heart of the believer. Mary has been, as a model, she has been the teacher of how life is lived, and how I have, I suppose, in my own life tried to respond to that voice of God. Because at different stages of my life I felt the Lord was inviting me to that very same surrender. And it's like God wants to do things, He wants to break in. And if we don't, as I say, leave the time of prayer, because it was true prayer and growth in prayer that I realised that the call to vocation to priesthood was an option. And God was looking for that yes, and it was a yes that I really did question about. I really did ask the questions, why, you know, I had this desire to be a husband, and I had a girlfriend of 2.5 years, so I had to try and work it out. And I really did feel I came to a place of, I don't fully understand this, and yet I knew that there was a place for priesthood, and God was inviting me to step onto that track which was going towards Him. And you know, thank God I did, and thank God I haven't looked back. So I'm a priest now, 7 years ordained. After 10 years, believe it or not, I was in the military service in the Defence Forces in Ireland. So it's incredible that I'm where I am today, you know. So I just thank our Blessed Mother for, so Medjugorje, it has been key. I can't but not mention it. I was very blessed. At a time in my life when I really needed, I suppose, help, I was lost in the grief of my older brother who had died of cancer a year previous to that at 23 years of age. I was 21, and I was wild in the world, very lost in so many ways, and thinking the world might satisfy my loneliness. And yet Medjugorje just gave me the embrace of our Blessed Mother, and when one knows how special one is, when one experiences being loved in such a spiritual deep way, it has to change, you know. Something has to change, and my heart did change. I knew I had to come back. I knew I had to commit to my faith. And Our Lady, I believed from Medjugorje, gave me the tools. She gave me those things that I needed to bring me back on the true journey which the Lord had for me. So thanks to Our Blessed Mother for that. Amen.